And welcome back into Inside the Numbers on this Friday. Mike Bernard from OTM Sports with us this segment. Mike, we're going to talk some NBA a little bit later on, but let me ask you something. Have you seen the new Dabo Swinney deal?
Yeah, it was. He got a few bucks more than minimum wage for a 10-year contract.
Yeah, and $93 million for 10 years. Now, I'm not real smart. I was not a math major in college at all. But, I got my calculator out and some other things and called some friends that are bankers. And they basically said this is going to average out to $9.3 million a year for 10 years and $93 million bucks. I mean, can you believe that this morning in Clemson, South Carolina, they announced a $93 million deal? It's bigger than Nick Saban's 8-year, $74 million deal with Alabama that runs through 2025, I believe. And, of course, Jimbo Fisher, $75 million for 10 years out at Texas A&M, and I think he's in, year two, three of that. Going into year three of that.
Year two.
Year two. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 17 was his first. 17, he was at Florida State. That's correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, it seemed, for some reason, it seems like he's been there longer than one season, but you're right. He hasn't.
Well, Coach, he did so much. That team did so much better in year one because, remember, the question was, in our preview of last season, we wondered if Fisher – could change the culture in one year or two or however many, and it seems he did it in one.
Right. And, Mike, I sent you this diagram, and I don't know if you're scratching your head about it, but the Swinney buyout clause, it has a buyout schedule if he were to leave for any reason and to go to any job, NFL or college. There's a buyout that starts at $4 million, works its way down to $1 million into the last year of the contract. However, there is an enhancement if he were to leave for the head coaching position at the University of Alabama. And a lot of people looked at this and they said, well, look at that, Boji. If he leaves for Alabama after this season or next season, the buyout's only $2 million. It's not $4 million. I'm like, no. The buyout becomes $6 million for the next 2 years. So it's a $6 million buyout if he were to leave to go to Alabama over the next 2 years. And I have seen many coaches' contracts have a opt-out clause, such as if I'm an alumnus of Notre Dame, say, and I'm the head coach at Texas Tech, and I'm going to sign this new contract, and I'll pay a buyout anywhere except if Notre Dame offers me the head coaching job. If Notre Dame offers me the head coaching job, I get to get out of here with no penalty whatsoever. I've seen an opt-out many times, but I've never seen what I would call an opt-in like this.
Right, Coach. And look, obviously, I'm a handicapper, and I do some sports analysis. But let me tell you what I think. I don't think Dabo has any plans on leaving Clemson. He loves what he's built there. His family loves it there. He has no turnover with that great coaching staff. And it looks to me that this Dabo's agent just used Alabama as leverage, because I don't think Dabo's leaving anytime soon.
I'm in agreement with you there. Again, depends upon which side of the fence that you're looking at this deal from. If Clemson's sitting there saying, Coach, we want to keep you here. We want to offer you a big contract, but, we hear the rumors. You're going to succeed Nick Saban at Alabama. Everyone tells us that when the Alabama job's open, they're going to come and they're going to carry you to Tuscaloosa like Pharaoh coming into to ancient Egypt. And Dabo's saying, okay, well, look, let's say this. Do my buyout and then put an enhanced buyout in there that makes it almost impossible for me to go to the University of Alabama. I don't mind. Put it in there. I'm not worried about that. If that's going to make you feel better, put it in the contract, I'll sign it. But then on the other side of the fence, the Alabama fans who have heard Dabo's not leaving Clemson, they're looking at this like the old movie Dumb and Dumber when Jim Carrey looks at Lauren Holly and says, so you're telling me there's still a chance because there's a buyout in there. That's kind of the way I look at this thing.
Yeah, and really, here's the thing. I want to put the buyout aside. I think he's there. He's going to be there, and I think he wants to be there because of what he's built. But go back to when when Clemson got thrashed in the Orange Bowl, I believe it was. West Virginia put up 70, and sometime either that following season or sometime shortly after, Dabo got Venables, and I think Chad Morris came over as an offensive coordinator. He's not my favorite, but he's a good OC. But Dabo went to the administration and said, hey, pay my assistants more. I'll take less, and we'll pay them more. And I feel like he was the pioneer of that, and it certainly paid off because they're on top of the world.
It has. It paid off in the end for Dabo, and obviously – the old Fram or filter commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. Dabo just got paid later. This basically is basically what has happened there. I agree with you. This culture that he has established there, I liken him almost to Vince Dooley back at Georgia. Georgia won the national championship. The Auburn job opened up. Everyone just took it for granted that Vince Dooley was going to leave Georgia and he was going to go back and be the head coach at his alma mater and put them back on the map. However, he looked at everything that he had built over in Athens for the past 17 years and said, I can't leave this. He said, and the deciding factor was when at that time his young son Derek looked at him and said, we're not going to Auburn. I hate Auburn. And so, that's kind of the mindset. Dabo Swinney has been at Clemson a lot longer than he was ever in Tuscaloosa. And I think he is there until he decides he doesn't want to coach anymore.
Right. And again, his family, his kids, all they know is Clemson. Mm-hmm. Sure, they can go back and watch film and VHS tapes of Dabo playing at Alabama, but that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And those kids and his family, they're Clemson now. And what he's built there is really incredible. We don't need to rehash the entire story, but he was an assistant and he got the job as an interim, and it's a good thing for Clemson that they gave him a true chance.
Yeah, nobody wanted him at Clemson. He was just going to hold the seat warm until they could get to the end of the year and get them a real football coach. That's all I heard at that point in time. Well, guess what? They've got a real football coach. There's no doubt about that. Mike, let's move on to the NBA. Let's talk more playoffs here.